Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Tom Petty bringing us back, the late, great Tom Petty. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Suzanne Paling. Suzanne is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's one of the top salesmanship experts and sales management experts on the planet. She's the author of The Accidental Sales Manager, also the Sales Leader Problem Solver. Suzanne, I need your website, please.
It's salesmanagementservices.com. And also, for your listeners who want more information on hiring, I want to direct them to my podcast, Sales Hiring Straight Talk. It's available on Apple and Spotify, Stitcher, Buzzsprout, and iHeartRadio.
All right. Well, good for you. And you got a program, don't you? Don't you have a sales program that we talked about in the past that you're offering?
Well, I have. We have a hiring system that we talk about on the podcast.
Okay, good. Good, good. All right, so folks, check that out. Suzanne, we're talking about you're helping us understand how to hire people who can make the shift, can either acquire the shift or make the shift if they've already been selling, to the reality of how people want you to touch them, to connect with them in the early part of the transaction, because closing the sale. Performing once the customer is interested, that hasn't really changed all that much in 1,000 years. But getting in the door, getting them to raise their hand and say, I'm willing to talk to you, that's what's changed. And the pandemic, the coronavirus pandemic, has exacerbated that, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's made it even worse.
How do we find people? When we find people, when we got somebody in front of us, what are we looking for? What do we ask them? What are we trying to see?
We want to know about their talent level in that early part of the sale, which is now so critical. And I talked about in our first segment, pre-call planning, research, developing rapport, working with a gatekeeper. Here's another tip for your listeners, and something people don't often think about. What does this candidate that you're interviewing sound like on the phone?
Huh.
You need to have them call you and leave you a voicemail.
Ah.
So few people do this, and I talk to so many people after the fact, after they've hired someone, and they'll say to me, oh, she sounds terrible on the phone, or, oh, he just sounds terrible on the phone, and I'll say, well, what did you do during the hiring process? Well, I never thought about it. So have them call you and leave you their voicemail.
It's the same thing as a business owner always coming into the store through the back door. Every once in a while, you should go out and come in like a customer does, right? You want to see what that experience is, and that's what you're talking about with the phone calls.
Yeah.
How about this? Go in. If they're emailing customers on your behalf, those emails belong to you. Go into their outbox, their sent box, I should say. You get to do that. It's not snooping. Go in or somehow find out what their emails look like. Because I'm telling you, I've had people send me emails from salespeople and friends of mine say, you know what, I got this email from a company, they knew I knew the company, and they said, I would never let this guy come in. This is a stupid email. And it was. And so you got to check on these things, don't you?
Absolutely. That's the other thing. After they call you and leave you a voicemail, have them send you an email.
Mm-hmm.
How do they approach customers? You should know this long before you hire them. Do they have the writing skills? Do they understand how to grab someone's interest? Is it appropriate? Do they know how to spell?
Right. No kidding. That's another thing. Do they know how to spell? Do they know how to speak? I'll tell you, and I hate to say this, but the younger generation, some of the stuff I've seen is not impressive. So, I mean, and it's not their fault. It's what they're being taught out of school. You have to check these things, don't you?
Well, they've grown up with spell check.
Yeah.
And they've grown up with the Twitter, and they've grown up texting, and yes, it is sometimes reflected in what they write. And they have to know how to write a good, catchy business email that mm-hmm. people are willing to read and willing to at least consider, so they can possibly at some point get these people on the phone or, we hope, see them face-to-face sometime in the future. The other area I emphasize, Jim, is what questions do they ask? I ask them in the interview, tell me about the questions that you typically ask prospects.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see that they have a really tight, cohesive list of questions.
Mm-hmm.
And then another question I always ask is, what is that number one question that you always ask that is very high impact and you get a lot of information from when mm-hmm. you ask?
Mm-hmm.
And do they have one? And if they don't, you know, that's another cause for concern.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, a lot of your evaluation is not so much, maybe it may not just be to rule them out as a candidate. It might be to tell you where you have to work when you hire them, right, where you have to start.
Yes, where do they need help? And some of that comes with having them take a pre-employment assessment.
Right.
But what areas do they need some help in? Yeah, because no, there are no perfect salespeople.
Right.
And you do need to work. But
well, except for you and me, Suzanne. I mean, other than the two of us. Hey, Suzanne, I need your website again, please.
Sales Management Services and Sales Hiring Straight Talk, the podcast.
The podcast, it's awesome. Hey, Suzanne, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Always.
We love having you on the show. Suzanne Paling, 1L, ladies and gentlemen. Suzanne Paling, she will be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.